will score. It is an RBI single for Contreras, and it's 8-3 Milwaukee here in Minneapolis. Contreras with his second hit of the night. Both of them have come in these last two innings. William drives in his 56th of the season, and now here's Yelich. Runner at first, still just one out. A five-run 12th for the Brewers. Stamont's pitch, and Yelich, a hard hit ground ball towards second. Martin fields it, goes to short for one at the bag, and back to first in time. 4-6-3 it goes, and the inning is over. But a five-run 12th and an 8-3 lead for the Crew as we head to the bottom of 12 here in the Twin Cities on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist,
we have lift off,
or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Rewards Member Appreciation Event. While we offer unbeatable deals every day, now through July 31st, we're showing extra appreciation to our rewards members with exclusive deals, like $100 instant savings on four Michelin, BF Goodrich, or Uniroyal tires. Rewards members get an extra $25 instant savings on any set of four, 10% off assorted brake pads, shocks, and struts. Rewards members save 15%. Not a rewards member? Sign up today. Don't miss our Rewards Member Appreciation Event going on now at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The Crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley Crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 12th, and Jacob Junis has a five-run lead to protect. And to try and get three outs here and get the Brewers a win in game number one of the unofficial start to the second half of the season. That is what is in front of Jacob Junis here. It'll be Margot as the automatic runner for the Twins at second base. Brewers striking for five runs in the top of this 12th inning. Sac fly from Ortiz gave them, at the time, a 4-3 lead. Then Churio with an RBI single made it a 5-3 lead. A two-run single from Terang made it 7-3. And then the cherry on top was the William Contreras RBI single to make it 8-3, and it's been eight runs on 11 hits for the Crew. First pitch swinging for Austin Martin, and he fouls it back to the net. It's 0-1. So three outs to get for Junis, and a five-run cushion brings home the 0-1. That missed down and away with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. It has been a wild one here tonight at Target Field. Don't go anywhere. One ball and one strike to count. The pitch. Fly ball. Right field. Frelick coming in, makes the catch, and then dropped it on the exchange. And it is going to be an out. Crowd reacting as if he didn't catch it, but he dropped it on the exchange. No harm done, and there's one away. Martin is still standing at first, and Rocco Baldelli says, hey, we're going to challenge this. And again, there's no reason not to if you're the Twins. See on the replay if this was indeed on the exchange, but Charlie Ramos and Ryan Blakeney out there both calling it on the exchange. And catches it, put it away.
Minnesota's challenging the catch.
That is Jim Wolf telling you about the challenge. This should be a quick one. Looks like he put it away and then dropped it on the exchange. I haven't seen anything that would make me think this isn't going to stand. as he's pulling the ball down and absolutely just drops it on the exchange.
But as you said, Lane, no harm in challenging at this point.
No, there's no reason not to do it if you're the Twins. And so they're taking a decent look at this. I'm a little surprised we haven't had a verdict yet, but I don't think there's any doubt about this, that this is going to go the way of the Brewers. And it looks like maybe Jim Wolf is getting correspondence. No, he went to his belt for a second, and sometimes that means they're getting ready to get the correspondence, but now he's getting it. Here he comes.
After review, call is confirmed. It's a catch. Minnesota loses his challenge.
And that review is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com. So, one out. And now here's Willie Castro. Castro, 1-for-5. First pitch to him is a little bit low with a slider. And it's 1-0. So, Margot stays at second as well. So, big first out for Junis. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off of Contreras. Just got a piece of the Brewers' catcher. It's 1-1. Castro, a couple of strikeouts tonight. Had that double in the eighth inning that ended up leading to the tying run in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch missed down and away. And it's 2-1 on Castro. That eighth inning feels like a long time ago. The innings are short, but the games are long. 2-1. And a half-hearted swing and a miss at a slider that ran in. 2-2. That conversation feels like a long time ago. It's been a really fun game here tonight, and what an atmosphere it's been at Target Field. This is such an underrated little rivalry between the Brewers and Twins, this border battle. Fans really get into it. 2-2. Chopper towards second. Getting around it is Terang. Throws off balance to first in time to get Castro on the play. Margot goes to third. But he's there with 2 outs for Castillo. And before he hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you. Junis's first pitch to Diego Castillo is through there for a called strike on a slider, and it's 0-1. Brewers with an 8-3 lead here, bottom of the 12th. A one pitch. Liner into center. Coming in is Perkins. Has to let it drop in front of him. And so the automatic runner, Margot, will score from third. That makes it an 8-4 ball game. It's an RBI single for Castillo. And he's at first with 2 outs. And now here's Byron Buxton. Buxton. 8-game hitting streak coming into tonight, but he's 0-3. And the first pitch to him is lined out towards left. Coming over is Churio. Diving catch. And this ball game is in the books. Jackson Churio, full extension, calls it in. And the Brewers take down the Twins 8-4 in 12 innings here tonight in a thriller in game one of this 2-game series. The Brewers score 5 runs in the top of the 12th. And Junis closes the door in the bottom half. And the Brewers win it 8-4 in what is going to go down as one of the more memorable ball games of 2024.
You know, Lee, there's been some talk sometimes this year. Should Jackson Churio dive after baseballs with the game on the line? You think he's learned from past experience? He left his feet that time, and what a catch he made to end the marathon.
What an athlete Jackson Churio is, and he put it on display in the final play of this game. Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Flea Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, this one's one we're going to remember for a while. The Brewers held that 1-0 lead, saw the Twins tie it in the eighth, it goes to extra innings, failed to score in the top of the 10th, and so often when you're the visiting team, that's a bad omen. But Trevor McGill, don't forget about him in this game, to put up the zero in the bottom of the 10th to give the Brewers the chance to do what they did here tonight and win 8-4 in 12 innings.
So many storylines in a game that the Brewers end up pulling out, as you said, with that 5-run 12th. They end up with 8 runs despite having scored just 1 through 10 innings. 8-11-0 for Milwaukee. Meanwhile, 4-7-1 for Minneapolis. The win goes to Jacob Junis. He blew the save when Santana tied the game in the bottom of the 11th, but ends up getting the win. He is 2-0. Steven Okert takes his first loss as a Twin. He falls to 3-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 44 minutes at Target Field in front of the largest regular season crowd in this park's 15-season history. 41,679 watched it. And guess what? We're going to play in just about 13 hours the finale of this two-game series tomorrow, because we're starting at noon for the National Roku game.
How about that? Well, try to go to sleep after this one, too. I mean, this isn't an easy one to shut it down afterward, but that's what everybody will try to do and get some sleep before the noon first pitch tomorrow. We're going to be back with you, as Josh just alluded to, with the On Deck Show built by Menards in just a couple of hours, 11:30. The game at 12:05, Brewers and Twins, final game of this two-game series. Aaron Savali will get the ball for the crew. It'll be Joe Ryan from Minnesota. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lynn Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has all these great highlights for you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Again, the final score here tonight, Milwaukee 8 and Minnesota 4 in 12 innings. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Pottawatomie wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever, with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Pottawatomie rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense.
Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
What a way to begin play after the All-Star break. The Milwaukee Brewers, in their longest game of the season, outlast the Minnesota Twins with a 5-run 12th inning, 8-4, the final inside Target Field. So we welcome you into the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show, and glad that you've stuck around. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, also a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It is truly a sports fan's paradise. We'll tell you what's going on throughout baseball, including the Central Division scores. Cardinals played a doubleheader in Atlanta today. We'll tell you where things stand coming into Sunday in just a moment. Later on, as many highlights as we can fit into our post-game allotment. And, of course, we get you ready for that noon start tomorrow. Brewers ended up using 7 pitchers. And among those, Freddy Peralta pitched 6 scoreless 2-hit innings to start it. That's kind of lost in the shuffle. He had 8 ortho ASAP strikeouts. There were 12 in total in the 12 innings. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Well, the Brewers coming into the day with a 4.5 game lead in the division over second place St. Louis. The Cardinals, they ended up splitting their doubleheader against the Braves. 9-5, they take the nightcap. Big offensive explosion in a game that was started by Atlanta's Bryce Elder. They scored 9 runs in total and win the game by 4 after they had lost the afternoon game in 10 innings, 3-2. Ozzie Albies with the game-winning sacrifice fly in the 10th for Atlanta. So that doubleheader split means the Brewers are up 5 games in the division. They pick up a half a game today on St. Louis going into Sunday. Elsewhere, the Pirates end up winning their 6th consecutive game and 8th in the last 9. There was a great effort from Luis Ortiz, who has recently moved into their rotation and scored some late runs. Pittsburgh ends up with a 4-1 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Pirates have taken the first 2 games of that series, and they're looking like a playoff team, at least a playoff contender these days. Cincinnati Reds trying to avoid dropping the first 2 games coming out of their All-Star break in Washington, and they couldn't do it because the Nationals came back and beat the Reds 5-4. Runs in the 4th, 7th, and 8th after Cincinnati had taken a 4-2 lead. The final 3 go to the Nationals, so they win the first 2 games of that series as the Reds drop 2 in a row. And the Cubs, who we will see at the back end of this road trip, trying to avoid losing their first 2 games out of the All-Star break. They played a night game at Wrigley against the Arizona Diamondbacks and were shut out. 2 in a row, the Cubs lose at home. The Diamondbacks have gotten red hot, and they rode Zach Gallen to a 3-0 win this evening. He beat Kyle Hendricks. And so Chicago's now dropped 4 of 5, including the first 2 of that series, to the red hot D-backs. We'll come back and tell you a couple of other notable scores around baseball. The one here in 12 innings, it was 8-4 Milwaukee. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's Ace has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, Walsh's can help. Walsh's always has buy 2, get 1 free deals on chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match for something new. Is propane your choice? Walsh's Ace refills and exchanges cylinders. Get ready for tailgates to holidays at Walsh's Ace Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville.
Hi, my name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. the brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Brewers a 5-run 12th inning. They win the first game coming out of the break in Minneapolis, 8-4 the final. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, Brewers have hit 99 home runs, none tonight. And that means OAW has donated $9,900 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Earlier today, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees at the stadium 9-1. And a name to keep an eye on, baseball fans, Tampa pitcher Taj Bradley has been quietly one of the best in baseball recently. 7 one-hit innings of shutout baseball against the Bronx Bombers today. Randy Arozarena homered twice, and those two teams have split the first two of a four-game series. Tampa is 49-49 on the year. How about what the Houston Astros have done really over the last month and a half? They trailed Seattle in the AL West by 10 games recently, just about a month ago. Coming into the night, they've tied them for first place. Trying to take first solo, they're in Seattle and have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Houston 18-6 in its previous 24 games. And behind Framber Valdez, they've got a 1-0 lead tonight. It'd be amazing if they were solo and first in the AL West just about a month after being 10 games out. Time for the home run distance recap. Brewers did not hit a long ball tonight, as mentioned, but their longest home run of the season back in late April is hit by William Contreras, 448 estimated feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, our friends, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. The result here was 8-4 Brewers in 12, and we'll tell you how it happened with highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
How about this one tonight? In front of the largest crowd ever to see a regular season game at Target Field in the 15 seasons of its existence, 41,679. The Brewers They really do outlast the Twins, 8-4 in 12 exhilarating innings. You're listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. There's a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook, dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Let's recap this one for you. A game in which Freddy Peralta, as I mentioned earlier, is going to get lost in the shuffle. Great start to his second half, hoping to replicate what he did last season after the All-Star break. He threw six scoreless innings, allowing just two hits. Brewers gave him a lead as Jackson Chourio's third inning RBI single was the only run against the Twins starter Pablo Lopez. He would go seven innings and permit just four hits. Brian Hudson then in the seventh, a scoreless frame, but in the bottom of the eighth, Hudson gave up a one-out double to Willie Castro and was replaced by Elvis Peguero. And Peguero would give up the tying run. His wild pitch really set the scene for it. Moved Castro to third, and then with the infield in, a ground ball hit to second base. Bryce Terang was in, as I mentioned, but his throw home still didn't beat Castro. The tying run scored 1-1. Nobody scored in the ninth. And then the closers got the 10th inning as we went into extras. The hard-throwing Joan Duran for Minnesota, it was perfect, three up, three down. And then Trevor McGill, all he did was issue an intentional walk, but he stranded the automatic runner, so we went to the 11th. Brewers then struck against Cole Sands. In that 11th inning, it was one out when Joey Ortiz moved to third on a wild pitch. And then with the infield in, Bryce Terang hit a ground ball to second, but similarly to how the Twins scored in the eighth, the throw home did not get Ortiz. A great slide. Fielder's choice by Terang made it 2-1 Brewers. Then after a single into deep right by Contreras, but runners on the corners, it was one out. A left-hander, Steven Okert, came in to face Christian Yelich. Left-hander set, 0-1 pitch, squares to bunt, drags the bunt up the first baseline. He's going to get the run home, fielded by Okert. Great play, Okert. Glove hand flip as he's falling, gets the out on Yelich. But a squeeze bunt works, and the Brewers get Terang home the second run of the 11th. They lead it 3-1. That highlight and all these highlights presented by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. That would be the two runs the Brewers got in the 11th. And they were on the cusp of winning it. They brought in Jacob Junis in the bottom of the 11th. He got the first two out, but then the old Brewer, Carlos Santana, with the Twins down to a final strike, he rocketed a game-tying two-run home run. And it was 3-3, and that was demoralizing. It's very difficult, I would think, to come back and respond after you have a moment like that, where you're literally a strike from victory and have that snatched away. But in the 12th inning, it started with a couple of bloops against Okert. First, a good hustle play by Blake Perkins. He legged out an infield single. And then trying to sacrifice, Jake Bowers popped up a bunt, but it landed fair. And it was erroneously touched by the pitcher. He shouldn't have done it. Would have gone foul had he not touched it. But Okert did. That loaded the bases with nobody out. Josh Staumont was the new pitcher. And then Joey Ortiz stepped to the plate.
Staumont brings home the pitch. And a high fly ball out to center. Buxton going back. Still going back onto the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Frelick. He will score. On to third goes Perkins. It is a 4-3 Brewers lead on a sack fly off the bat of Joey Ortiz.
And then Jackson Chourio, who had two hits already in the game, followed Ortiz against Staumont.
And the pitch. Liner into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Perkins will score. First to third goes Bowers. Another hit for the rookie Jackson Chourio. And it's a 5-3 Brewers lead. A three-hit night for the 20-year-old. He's driven in a pair of runs tonight. And that's some big insurance for the crew here in the top of the 12th.
And by the way, we're not done hearing from Jackson Chourio. He stole second base to put runners on second and third with Bryce Terang at the plate and the infield in.
3-1 pitch. And Terang, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bowers is home. Chourio around third. Here's the throw. It's not on line. And Chourio will score. On to second on the throw goes Terang. It's 7-3 crew.
Bryce Durang had three runs batted in the 11th and 12th innings. William Contreras then followed with an RBI hit to cap a five-run 12th. This was the first game all season the Brewers played 12, and they made it count. Five scored, and then Jacob Junis was back to the hill. Again, he got the first two outs, but Diego Castillo's RBI single made it 8-4, gave the Twins a glimmer of hope. Their last batter was Byron Buxton. I told you, we weren't done hearing from Jackson Churio.
And the first pitch to him is lined out towards left. Coming over is Churio! Diving catch! And this ball game is in the books! Jackson Churio, full extension, calls it in. And the Brewers take down the Twins 8-4 in 12 innings here tonight in a thriller in game one of this two-game series.
No better way to put it than thriller. And the Brewers will go for a two-game sweep tomorrow afternoon. We'll get you ready for that as we wrap up our Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show after this. And also tell you what was going on with AAA Nashville. Devin Williams was supposed to pitch tonight. He did not. Don't worry. I'll give you the reason. It wasn't injury related. That's when we come back to wrap things up on the Brewers Radio Network.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Brewers in 12, their longest game innings-wise all season. They win it 8-4 over the Twins. Wrapping up our Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show, let's go down on the farm. Brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Well, the AAA Nashville Sounds, they've got all these guys on Major League Injury Rehab. Joe Ross started last night, Gary Sanchez, Jared Koenig, and how about Devin Williams was transferred there today. He was supposed to pitch tonight. He didn't because the game in Norfolk was postponed due to rain. So they're going to have a doubleheader there against the Orioles AAA club tomorrow. You would imagine that that would be then when Devin would next pitch. He's gotten into one minor league game. That was a week ago with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. You're hoping that things go well for Devin, and we'd love to see him. That goes without saying, soon as possible. Our next broadcast tomorrow, Brewers go for a two-game sweep of the Twins. On Deck Show built by Menards, 11:30 a.m. Remember, it's an earlier start. 12:05 scheduled first pitch, and Aaron Civale will make his third start since the trade that brought him over to the Brewers. He pitched really well about a week and a half ago. It's going to be 9 full days of rest since he had that game in which he lost to Paul Skeens and the Pirates. Joe Ryan, the right-hander for the Twins. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer saying so long and thanks for staying with us. For my partner Lane Grindle and producer engineer Ken Sommerfeld, reminding you again, the final score in 12, Milwaukee 8 and Minnesota 4. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Brewers.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
.com, rockpapermerch.com. All right, Sven Gali in the 90s was a sign band. They didn't do, I don't think, anything in the late 2000s, but they are back together. They are rocking harder than ever. They are from Hamilton, Ontario. Some guys in the band are from Niagara here. And they put out a brand new album last year called Bombs and Battle Scars, an independent album. And they redid a song by Triumph called Spellbound. We're going to get to that. And also Dave Wanless talking about the recording of Spellbound. That up after this one, my good friend Rob Fitzgerald. Get bad boozy, baby. It is summertime. It is Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy. Getting bad and boozy. Holding the end of that honky tonk, the band got everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. Cause that's just how we roll.
Let's go back to Spellbound for a second. So was that the first song that you guys did together? I see that the Gilmore's in the video as well, which is really cool. So I want you to talk about the video, because it's a great video. And Andy Curran, of course, is involved as well on this. So maybe I'll let you tell the story. But what a great song. And you guys just nailed this one.
Yeah, you know what? We always had an idea to do a cover record of all the bands that influenced us as we were growing up here in Canada. and we wanted to keep it Canadian. So we have, so we did Spellbound was the first one, and we're actually, and I'm not gonna, I can't really talk about the songs because some of the artists who wrote the songs are going to be playing with us. And we want to just want all that confirmed before this happens. But so we decided that we wanted to do a cover record thanking the Canadian industry for when we grew up. I started my recording career at Metalworks. I met Gil the first day I walked into the building, and we were like mesmerized, and like there's Gil and Mike and those guys, they were all there. And they were so humble and friendly, and Sean was having issues with his bass, and Mike Levine said, here, let's grab this one. They grabbed his rig and brought it into the studio for him, and just very accommodating, and it just felt like at home there. And we recorded our first demos were recorded there at Metalworks and in that studio. So we when we decided to do this song, because it was one of our favorite songs, Andy Curran, our good friend, he was interested along with us on producing a couple songs with us as we were talking about doing some stuff again. So he jumped on a song called Monster with us, which was a great experience with him. And Spellbound, he dove in also. But we were in that studio that time, and we thought, you know what, wouldn't it be cool if we shot the video in the same place this actual first version was ever recorded by Triumph, in that studio. So we asked Gil, and he was down, and he offered to make an appearance with his wife. His Spellbound is about his wife. Hi, this is Dave from Svengali, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
All right, 1984, the Great Triumph track, Spellbound. Sven Galli right there. It is the Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sven Galli, now an independent band here from Ontario. They were big in the 90s. They were signed in the 90s. Put out a brand new album, Bombs and Battle Scars. That song right there, Spellbound, is on that album. You can purchase it, rockpapermerch.com, or on the Sven Galli website, of course. Shane Christopher Neal, and if you're listening to this show on a Saturday night, July the 20th, I am currently actually hosting, at this very moment, a sold-out Sven Galli show at Whiskey and Walleye here in Port Coburn, Ontario. My good friend Marshall Dane, his latest single, No Need to Speak, is on the way, but this band right here, I played them last week, and they are taking over the world. They are from Niagara Falls. They're called My Son the Hurricane. They just played out in the UK. This is a song called Parade. It's a party band. It's time to party, baby. Right here on Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
no need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder to tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes, no, I won't turn away. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can trust these hands of mine. I won't close my eyes. Just know you're heard.
A man who's very fluent in sign language, Marshall Dane, no need to speak. His latest Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. My Son, the Hurricane, and Parade before that. Shane Christopher Neal, thank you so much for listening to the show each and every week. I do appreciate you. You can reach me, shaneradiozero@gmail.com, or you can check out my website. That'd be fun. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. I'm going to end with this one. Her name is Elise Saunders. She is also from Ontario, Canada. She is taking the country music scene by storm down here. It's a song called Dirt. I appreciate you. Have a great week, my friend. This is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Rumor has it, cops arrested good old Leroy. Nancy's cheating with the pool boy, and she found out she might be pregnant. Rumor has it that back behind the church on Sundays, Bonnie's selling special brownies. It's what she does to pay the rent.
It's the he said, she said, airing out your business. Guess folks just love getting it twisted. But behind our white picket fences, we all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little cleaner. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you dig a little deeper, an Ivy League education, some honorable salutation, but you ain't above speculation. Spilling tea in the kitchen or across the block, everybody judging everybody's yards. You can fix them up, but underneath them all, we all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't nobody's perfect. Living on God's green earth, that's for sure. But if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt. We all got dirt. It's on our boots, it's in our roots. We all got dirt. You can't shake it loose, yeah, ain't that the truth? We all got dirt. Everybody needs a little work. Ain't no for sure. Yeah, some yards might look a little cleaner. Some grass might grow a little greener. But if you dig a little deeper, we all got dirt. We all got dirt.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.